Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Baseball Talk Radio Show. I'm Gary Mack.
And Rich Baxter over here. How you doing, Gary?
I'm doing good, Rich. How are you? Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Not bad at all. Just came and went just as fast, but one of my favorite times of year, traditionally, turkey, ham, and all the trimmings. Definitely a festive time. Love it. Love the holidays. Black Friday weekend, of course. We're through that just barely, and we're looking forward to the next big holiday, of course, and the holiday season. And that baseball hot stove is heating up. And God, your video just left the screen.
Yeah, just momentarily. I'll be right back. Okay. Let's see. There we go.
There you are.
There I am. Yeah, it is quite a time of the year, and thank God the weather's still been mild, Rich, so we haven't had that issue to worry about too much.
That's true, yeah. The snow and all that stuff can stay away for as long as it likes, and I'll keep looking at those spring training home pictures that we see occasionally just to keep the spirits up, but... Yeah, that hot stove's starting to bubble, but, you know, I hear it's not the player's market this offseason.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be a tough season to figure because of all that has been going on with the COVID and all of that. So, you know, I don't think people know whether or not there's even going to be a baseball season, but... they're going to have to move fast, and we've got the baseball meetings coming up. I think it's the 9th. I could be wrong about that. But also, today is a non-tender deadline day. So if teams are going to non-tender players, today's the day, and I think we're going to see, according to all the reports, we're going to see a lot of action in that regards.
Yeah, a lot of player movement. Been hearing a lot about Chris Bryant moving probably out of Chicago, maybe someone else joining him. As you said, some meetings and things scheduled to take place within baseball. So traditionally, you know, taking out of the COVID situation, it's traditionally a fun time of year for the off season, but this year, of course, with the COVID situation still going strong, it's definitely taking precedence on what's going to happen for the future.
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, like we said, we don't know. Are we going to go into shutdown again January 21st after president gets inaugurated? He's talked about that, Biden has, and is he going to shut down the country again? You know, we have a vaccine that's going to be out in a few weeks, so that could be something that stops that. But everything is so uncertain right now that we don't really know what the heck is going on anymore.
Yeah, even the Biden presidency is somewhat still
up
in the air.
that's up in the air as well. Yeah, yeah. We don't know what's going to work out with that. You listen to some of these accounts, Rich, and it's just amazing. When somebody says there's no fraud, and then you hear all these people testifying about fraud, it's just... it's nuts. It's just plain crazy. But that's a story for another show. And You know, we've had some executives leave. Theo Epstein left the Cubs, and he was making a lot of money, Rich.
Yeah, there must be an underlying story underneath that somewhere that we don't know, and nobody else knows but Theo. But yeah, there's definitely. Something in the air. Who knows? I mean, Madden left there too, so maybe the ownership in Chicago is really tough. Maybe something was said after the Cubs did not make it again. high into the playoffs and World Series. Never know. It's just kind of a crazy world we live in these days. But one thing's for sure, it looks like Chris Bryant is out of there as well.
Yeah, it looks like they're shopping him around big time. And he will be a goner, but, you know, he's coming off a bad year, Rich, and they're going to look for a lot for him, and I'm not so sure it's going to be worth it if people are going to take the chance.
Yeah, with the COVID situation still very much in the forefront, there is vaccines on the way, but will it be in time enough for spring training? Time is charging along here and probably will not be. So I'm sure there'll be some sort of sliding scale salary type of situation going on again within baseball. Was listening a little earlier today to one of the talk shows on MLB Network, and it's just not a player's market this year. A lot of these guys are going to have it tough to find a team that's going to sign them for a significant amount of money.
Yeah, they'll be the top guys will get their money. They always seem to get it anyway. But it's those other guys, those, you know, B tier players that it gets tough to find out about. And I just don't see a lot of people. I don't know. You know, we have a new owner in New York here, and everybody wants them to go out and make a big splash and spend money. But I don't know if they're going to be willing to because of the whole, like you said, the whole COVID thing. And I don't think people realize what a big stopper that is for everybody, for teams right now especially, to not want to do anything till they get more of a word of what the heck is going on with that.
Yeah, it's going to be a wait and see. Call it as you see it type of year. A lot of big free agent names. Of course, JT Realmuto. Everybody seems to want to sign him. As you said, up in New York, they have probably a short list of a few stars that they'd like to get on the team. And it'll be interesting to see where some of these players end up down in Miami. The new GM down there, Kim, I guess you pronounce it Nin?
Okay. I think it's Ang or Nang.
We'll call her Kim N for now,
Kim
but she
N.
made
yeah.
She made her first trade as a GM, acquiring a relief pitcher, so she's on the board there for the first trade ever from a female GM there. And as you said, New York has new ownership, the Braves wanting to continue their winning ways. They've been rumored to be after a couple starting pitchers, maybe Charlie Morton, perhaps. That'll be interesting to see if they get him, if they go after him, and where some of these superstars will end up, because it could have a big impact on a 21 season.
It's going to have a huge impact, and like you say, we don't know what's going on. We know Rob Manfred is moving ahead, planning on the 2021 season, as he is trying to figure out how to shove more corporate advertising into the equation. What he's looking into, Rich, is putting advertisements on MLB uniforms now. You know, for years we've had the logo on the sleeve of the manufacturer that made the uniforms for the MLB, whether it be Majestic or Rawlings before that, going back a bit. And last year was Nike, and Nike took the swoosh and put it on the chest, which I think looks ridiculous. But so be it, you know. They let them do it. I don't see why they couldn't have left it on the sleeve where it's can be seen, but it's not as obtrusive to the uniform. And now he's looking to put other ads to allow other ads on the shirt sleeves and on the side of the batting helmet. So we could see, Jiffy Lube on the sleeve and on the batting helmet have a nice big Subway logo sticker put on there. And I don't know. I guess the rich get richer. And, it just seems that Manfred's only interested in making money for the owners, which is part of his job, granted. But it's also part of his job to keep the betterment of the game. But, I don't know. It just kind of struck me as odd and something that didn't seem quite right.
Yeah, you see this in foreign baseball, and I'm thinking Korea, maybe Japan even. And it doesn't look good, in my opinion. For the money that they'll get, I just don't see them walking around advertising different companies like that. I mean, maybe it'll happen, but I think it cheapens the whole baseball experience myself.
Well, yeah, I think it does. I mean, I could live with the ads on the outfield walls. You know, that's sort of an old tradition. That goes back to the real old ballparks. And then they got away from it for years, and then they brought it back. But that doesn't bother me too much. But I think when you start putting it on the uniforms and they're going to look like the race car drivers or whatever all of a sudden with logos all over the uniforms. And what happens if a player, let's say a player represents Ford, let's say, all right? Uh-huh. The Ford Motor Company locally. He represents a dealership, and General Motors or Chevy or Chrysler or Jeep or something gets a contract with MLB. So is he going to – how is his his local affiliate with a Ford going to look with him having a Jeep thing on his sleeve? I don't know if there's going to be conflicts of interest here. It just seems, as you said, I think you put it perfectly. The word is tacky. It just doesn't look right. It doesn't look as professional. But that's what Manfred's been up to. That and ruining the game of minor league baseball.
Yeah, and trying to impose more rule changes, of course, on the MLB, things that they were talking about, starting a runner at second and extra innings, all that jazz. It's way too much. It's over the top for me. But if you've listened to the show for a long time, you know our feelings on it. We'd love to know your feelings. So feel free to send us a comment. You can reach us at rich@baseballtalkradio.com or Gary@baseballtalkradio.com. If you have something to let us know what you feel about a topic, please let us know. We'll bring it up on a show. Also, check out our podcast. Our home for Baseball Talk Radio show is at anchor.fm/baseballtalkradioshow. There you can subscribe to the show. You can also sponsor us by hitting the support link, which is in the center tab on the top there. As soon as you get to our main page, you can send us a message right through there or even subscribe on Spotify. So a ton of things you can do there for our podcast. Our podcast listeners, we're always looking to build on the show. And Gary, I'm going to roll through a little stats so far for this month on Anchor, and maybe I'll even try to do a screenshot for our YouTube listeners. Of course, you know we're on YouTube as well. And we're still in an infancy of making that better. But we're
working on it.
Yeah, like right now, for instance, I'm at a loss to find... Okay, here I am. All this complicated machinery we use to broadcast this stuff, it's amazing. All right, so here's our screen here, our top episodes. As you can see, we're pretty steady with listeners across the blue bars there. Top listeners, 89% out of U.S., 5% jolly old England.
Hello, England.
1% in good old Ireland, potatoes and cabbage.
Good.
And some ham. All right, over on the right, we have the podcast listeners, 72% Apple Podcasts. 4% right from the Anchor page. So you guys that hit us up from Anchor, we thank you. Overcast at 3%, which I've never used. Maybe I'll try it out sometime. Amazon Alexa, we can be heard right through your
wow.
Amazon Alexa. Just
hello, Alexa.
Yeah, and most podcast listening, like your Google Home devices, all you have to do is say, play the latest podcast from the Baseball Talk Radio Show, and you're going to hear our show come out 9 times out of 10. If you hear me and Gary, you know you're at the right place. 18. Keep trying. All right. So our age groups, we've got a big listenership from 45 to 59 and everywhere in between. 88% male listeners, 12% are the ladies. Thank you very much out there, ladies. And so that's where you can find us online to listen to the show. Watch us if you want to find us on YouTube. And Gary, you let me know last week we had a ton of views on YouTube.
Yeah, we had a lot of views, you know, for us. Some people may not think, but we 239 views, 240 views last week, which was quite good for us. Thank you, everybody. We're not that greedy. We're happy with that, and we want to try to get them every week like that. That would be nice to get that as a baseline. And you know, it's a tough business, and it's tough getting people to listen and to watch. But we're going to try to do some things with the video. We were going to try some today, but unfortunately, we had some technical errors and just decided to go ahead and do the show. But, you know, we're trying to add little doodads, like sharing a screen or adding some pictures in or... little subscribe buttons and things like that. So, you know, we're trying, and we'll see if we can pull it together one of these weeks. So, we could use your help. So, as Rich said, go to anchor.fm, Baseball Talk Radio Show. You can support us right through there. You can become a supporter of the show. Or you can go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/baseballtalk and excuse me, and leave a donation there for us. Become a patron, whatever you can, and we'll be glad if you did. So enjoy that. And Rich, back to unless you have anything else to say about that, back to baseball.
No, I'd love to invite you over to the Patreon page. We need subscribers. It helps us do certain things, get different equipment. Gary's always upping the show on the video end and the audio end. So, you know, everything we get, we would plow right back into the show. And there's a lot of shows. I got to tell you, there's a lot of listeners that support their shows. And I think it's great. I listen to podcasts myself. Some of these guys make a pretty darn good living at it. Right now, we have no subscribers on Patreon, and I think that's a shame. We don't really push it. That's probably why we don't have any subscribers. But stop on over to Patreon. It's the biggest company in the internet that does this sort of stuff for providers like us. It's patreon.com/baseballtalk. Dollar a month, folks. If you listen to our show, we'd appreciate having you on board. Even if it's, something like we get $10 or $20 a month, we can put that into equipment and stuff, and you guys will benefit from that, being that we'll be able to bring you a better show. So I invite you to stop over if you can. I know times are a little tough with a lot of you, but think about it.
Yeah, and whatever you can give, we'd be happy with. So,
exactly.
I've seemed to have slowed up my video for some reason, and let's see why that is. But I'll keep talking here.
It might be those fancy graphics here.
Could be.
But anyway, while you work that out, I'll get to our next topic here. The Boston Red Sox looking for a big name pitcher, Corey Kluber, possibly going to end up in Boston. That's another Boston and Chicago, Gary, are two like franchises in baseball all of a sudden. You seem to do a good job for them, and then you're looking for a new job before too long. But now they're looking for Corey Kluber, and they're the front runners from what we've been reading and taking a look at. Of course, JT Realmuto, the top catching prospect in all the land. Great teammate. He was on the Phillies last year. Other Phillies players are begging the Phillies to sign JT Realmuto. Just unfortunately, I don't think that they're going to be able to meet the long demand of what he's looking for and in a year, and a several years for that matter. But, those are two of the top free agents available, Corey Kluber and JT Realmuto today. So,
yeah,
we'll see where they end up.
He's looking for a lot.
Yeah.
He's looking for King's ransom, and I'm not sure if he's going to get it, though. Catching is a primo condition, a position now, and people are looking, and you never know. The Mets are looking for catching, whether or not they would want to make a splash and go with him at this point. I don't know. The thing that scares me is he's 30 years old. 30 years old is not old, but for catcher it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not so sure I'd want to go that way. There's James McCann, I think it is, of the White Sox, who's also available, is very good catcher. There's been some talk about Yadier Molina, who I definitely would stay away from at 38 years old. Let him stay with the Cardinals. But, there could be some interest. There's interest for Realmuto, definitely. It's just how much and whether or not that contract's going to go.
Yep, and a big name that hasn't hit the market before will be there this year, Ryan Braun, right fielder. Apparently the Brewers are letting him walk. I don't know. He might flourish somewhere in the National League, Gary, maybe over there in Queens.
Maybe. I think part of the problem, too, some of these guys are going to have this year, Rich, is that we don't know whether or not the DH is going to be back this year. They said no, or if it's going to be back in the future. And a lot of these guys were counting on that. They were counting on the DH coming back, and they could hook in like a guy like Braun, who could stay off the field and avoid injury. And he had a decent year last year, did a lot of DHing for Milwaukee. He's not the same player he was in his MVP years by no means, but still has a potent enough bat. in a DH role. You know, we don't know whether that is going to be back or what the deal is with the DH this year. So it could be a tough situation for, as I say, some of these guys to think that they can get a job.
Yep. That's why this offseason is going to be interesting. Of course, staying safe for these players still paramount. We've had one of the worst days since April is what I heard on the news as far as deaths with the COVID. So there's still a national emergency going on as we're doing this podcast. So, you know, we're all human beings. So these players are still, you know, got that in the back of their minds too, you know.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
it's something you have to worry about, and you know, like you say, they're human beings. And Rich, you know, I came across this stat, and or actually somebody had posted this, and I don't know how true it is, but you know, getting back, we were talking earlier about Rob Manfred, but his big thing was about how long the baseball games are, and this came out, and I don't know how true it is, but I thought it was pretty interesting where the guy says it's a meme, and the guy says baseball games are too long and boring, and then they have the average length of an NFL game is 3 hours and 12 minutes, and the average length of a MLB game was 3 hours and 5 minutes. The average length of action in an NFL game, and I don't know how they measure that, but this is what they're saying. Average length of action is 11 minutes in a National Football League game, and the average length of action in a baseball game is 18 minutes. So when they say the games are too long and boring, according to this stat, whoever put these together, the baseball is 7 minutes shorter in length, and the action is 7 minutes more. There's 7 minutes more of action in a baseball game than a football game. So I don't know what to make of that. excuse me. You know, this is what they're saying, this guy says. But I thought it was an interesting stat. And I thought I'd mention it.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's never a lack of action in baseball. Yeah, it is a summertime game, so it's a slower pace than, say, hockey or football.
Yeah, but definitely.
I don't think it's a game that lacks action. And I don't find it to be a problem, the length of games myself, as we've said. And again, if you listen to the show before, I'm sorry for repeating myself, but I don't seem to think there was a big backlash from any fans, except maybe casual fans that don't have an attention span, maybe. That's not our fault.
Yeah, how true is that? I just think that you know, I keep referring back to a study I read a couple of years ago, and if you asked the people that went to the games, they didn't think it was too long to be there, and yet if you asked people that watched it at home on television, they thought the games were too long. So I guess it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. It depends upon where you're at. If you're there, you're there, and you want to enjoy it, I think. And I don't, you know, I don't want to go to a game and have a fast game and be home in a half an hour or 2 hours or something like that. I like going to a game and spending a few hours. I don't want to spend 6 hours or 10 hours there, but I like spending some time at a game. And You know, who wants to get to a game, grab a hot dog, and then it's the eighth inning already?
That's for sure.
You know,
you know, a 59-minute special, yeah. Pitcher's duel.
I want time for tacos, too, you know, or nachos or something. Yeah. But it's almost like, you know, these golfers that play speed golf. And hell, if I'm paying my $100 to play a round of golf, I want to spend time. Unfortunately, these courses, they push you through. And now they have time limits. If you don't do it in a certain time limit, they won't let you go on the back nine and stuff. And it's incredible. It's ridiculous. And I don't think it's fair. I know it's their job to push through, you know, amount of players and whatnot. But I don't particularly care for that. And I don't particularly care for a quick ball game either. Because then it means you got to watch something else that may not be as interesting. Let me just leave it at that before I get in trouble.
That's for sure. Well, with the holidays around the corner, of course, you got plenty of options for gifts and things like that. Baseball, it's always great to get your baseball fan, somebody special, you know, that baseball gift. I know I've always appreciated them over the years. So keep that in mind for your holiday shopping. Gary, I think we'll close the shutters up on this show a little early. We just wanted to get out there and thank our listeners for staying with us through the holidays, the off season, give them some updates on what we found out about certain players and things like that. And we'll stay with you in December as well. Now that it's already December, we'll have two more shows before New Year's and start talking about spring training, hopefully soon.
Yeah, we'll have the winter meetings pretty soon to talk about. And I forget the dates. My mind's not as sharp as it used to be. But we'll have that and any other things that occur.
That's for sure. Well, stay safe, everyone out there. Keep those hands washed. Wear your masks like this one here or whatever you happen to have. Keep them worn and stay safe, everyone.